The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. It's some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
And here is Carson with the first down and loses the ball. Carson fumbles and the Broncos get it. Von Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
There is the call. Dick Stockton and Mark Schlereth on the call on Fox Sports. Great call yesterday. Really enjoyed it. And Von Miller was a one-man wrecking crew. Man, I'm hearing the NBC guys last night go on and on and on about Khalil Mack, who was fantastic, but it was like, that's why he's the best defensive player in football. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, stop.
Please. Where was he in the second half, by the way, when Aaron Rodgers came back
was cutting
and was
him up.
Cutting him up? I didn't see Khalil Mack do anything then. You got sort of a tip-off from Vaughn when you guys met on Friday that proved to be quite prophetic during the game yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting because having watched all the tape of the Seattle Seahawks preseason, the one issue they had on a consistent basis was their right tackle has just been awful. I mean, he's really struggled, and you know, which is tough. You know, I know the kid is a first rounder and he's trying hard and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is he just hasn't been good. And you know, I talked to the Seahawks about it. I talked to Pete Carroll about it. I talked to a lot of people like, you know, what are you going to do here? So I was talking to Vaughn and he's walking out. We were finished with our meeting and I said, hey, by the way, you know, what do you think of 65? And Vaughn just looked at me and it was like total humble brag. It was like, he goes, well, I know one thing. As he's walking out there, he goes, ain't going to leave me one-on-one with him. He's just like, it's just a fact, right? And they did a couple times. He got two sacks. I mean, it was just like, he's 100% right. So Vaughn tore it up, man. That the play where he came back and stripped, just took the ball away from Chris Carson, the running back. I mean, it was an amazing day for Vaughn.
Now, for the defense as a whole, they certainly got after Russell Wilson. What was it? Seven sacks on Wilson, six sacks on Wilson, who the most sacked quarterback in the NFL over the last few years, 42 last year. So, but going into this season and over the last couple seasons, the knock on the Broncos defense, they can't cover tight ends, they can't cover running backs. And this guy,
Will Dissly,
who you were like constantly talking about during the broadcast, I'm telling you, Pete Carroll either lied to us or even Pete Carroll didn't see this coming because he's running around in the secondary making big plays. And between Carson and Penny, they had seven catches. So does that still remain the big bugaboo for this defense?
Well, Penny had some catches. You have to understand the situation on Penny. So he had catches late in the first half on a drive where they just basically dumped it and the Broncos are giving it to him. Please dump it underneath so we can rally up and tackle it for 7 yards or 8 yards. We're trading yardage for clock time in that situation. So you could throw a few of those catches to Penny away. Beyond that, I can't imagine. Do you have the stat line up there? I can't imagine he had a ton of yards with his catches, because a lot of them got stuffed right at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield. So I would imagine
4 for 35 with one long of 15.
Right, and like I said, a couple of those were at the end of the half where they're basically just giving you that, like, here, throw it to this guy. So I throw some of that away on the running back. The Dissly thing, the touchdown, the first touchdown by Seattle was a great play action pass. They just lost him. It was kind of wide check delay. So he was blocking. Then he released and the safety had eaten up on the play fake. And that was just a really good design and really good execution. And you got us, you know? The second one was just a simple, like, basic crossing route. And there was about 8 missed tackles on it. So that would have been a 12-yard gain. I think they're okay, Mike. I think there's two plays there that just were bad plays. Other than that, man, the defense was tremendous.
Next on the Morning Brew.
This ball will hit right center. Chris Sionetta has done it. A home run off Walker Buehler, and it is 1-0.
AT&T Sportsnet, the Rockies drop the rubber game of their series yesterday to the Dodgers. So, do you look at 4-2 thus far on this homestand, sweeping three against the Giants, but losing 2 out of 3 to the team that is chasing you closest in the division, half glass full, half glass empty?
Disappointed that they lost 2 of 3. I'm happy that Arizona's scuffling and happy that we still on this most pivotal homestand that you and I have thought that they've ever had in their 25-year existence. You still can go 7-3, 8-2. A sweep is 8-2. You win 3 of 4 from Arizona and you're 7-3. And that was the goal we set for the homestand. So you still have it in front of you. And that part is good. Disappointed. Want to get, you want to win 2 of 3 of the Dodgers, but, you still have that kind of what the goal was going into this homestand, this 10-game homestand. You still have that in front of you.
If you take 3 out of 4.
Got to take at least 3 out of 4.
And cause my feeling was 7-3 minimum and come out of this homestand at least 2 games in front. Because I think that they have to build a bit of a cushion because then they go out on the road for 9 to San Francisco, LA, and Arizona.
Uh-huh.
So right now they're only a half game up. Now you take 3 out of 4 from Arizona, there's probably a good chance that when it's all said and done, you're up by those game and a half, 2 games. So you've done what you've wanted to do and you've had your 7-3 homestand. But the good news is you're getting an Arizona team that just seems to be just losing steam. They're 4-9 in their last 13
games.
Yeah,
they're struggling.
So take advantage of that and take advantage of Arizona. Don't let Paul Goldschmidt beat you over these next 4 days.
For the love of Pete, don't let that guy beat you.
Next on the Morning Brew.
An interception thrown by Martinez. It's picked off by guess who? Nate Flanagan. And just like that, Colorado gets it right back.
ABC Sports, what terrific theater on Saturday. You go into that sea of red, 90,000. And really just show the kind of mental toughness that CU did. It was by no means a clean game, but their ability to hang in there and make the plays on defense, the big interception, big throws by Steven Montez, terrific win to go in there and beat Nebraska. I mean, that right there, that you talk about early on, a season altering type win, the kind of win that can lift a team to really great things. I think that's what CU takes away from that.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. It's a big win. Obviously, Nebraska, you said, tough place. They're so excited about having their own Scott Frost back. To get a win.
More on him in a moment.
Yeah, but to get a win in that environment, and it's a lot like the Broncos game. You know, you come away with a win when you don't play necessarily clean, but you play mentally tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you come away with a big victory like that, dude, that's the kind of thing that's the thing that props teams up, that gives you that confidence. We always talk about how important having confidence is. That's the kind of thing that just gives you tons of confidence going forward and going, hey, I know if we make mistakes, we don't want to make these mistakes. We want to play clean, but if we do, we can overcome them. And that's huge.
And by the way, I mean, ABC was just making this all about Scott Frost and his triumphant return. He coached a horrible game. His clock management at the end. And don't give me this crap about, well, we're a tempo team. So you literally leave countless seconds that you could have burned just by standing in a huddle. Just by huddling up. They could have burned on every play an additional 15 to 20 seconds. But they're one of those, talk about overcoaching. Talk about thinking you're smarter than you really are. That instead of burning valuable seconds down the stretch, they kept coming right up to the line of scrimmage. And it's because, well, we're a tempo team. Well, what the heck does that mean?
I think the Broncos did a great job with that, by the way, of huddling when they needed to, letting the clock get eaten up, using tempo when it was to their advantage. I thought Vance Joseph did a phenomenal job from a tempo standpoint and understanding the situation, letting that clock run out on the punt to get the penalty, you know, at the end of the game. I thought he did a really good job with those things.
Congratulations to CSU. Big comeback. They beat Arkansas. Boy, they desperately needed that to salvage their season. So good week and all
Steve
around.
Steve Atwater spoke to Arkansas, gave them the motivational pregame speech. Mm. That'll be the last time at I love you, but that's the last time you do a motivational speech.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning.